Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, 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 my favorite audience, and honestly, the best podcast audience in the world. And if you don't know that you are that, you should talk to the people that I talk to, because that's what I tell them about you. So if you're having a low esteem day, you can just walk around and go, excuse me, I am like the best audience on Mission Accepted Media. And I know because she just announced it to the world. Anyways, I'm obviously in a great mood today and a little quirky, but welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And I know that you guys at this point definitely know our resident guest, Melissa McClellan, and she is the digital marketing expert. You know, our show is all about supporting, sharing stories, getting the guts and glory, really. Isn't that what it is when you take on the mission? So the cool thing about Melissa is not only is she a digital expert that's going to help us understand digital and raise the bar on whatever it is we do. So, you know, if you're trying to make your way in the music industry, if you're trying to get your movie launched, or you're looking for funding, or you're a podcast host, or you're an entrepreneur, or is what she calls a multi-passionate entrepreneur, which is what we call entrepreneurs. She is one herself. She has her own story. If you haven't heard it, then you need to go back to her first video that she released, and we're probably going to get her to share some stuff soon enough. But she also has been giving really amazing, free, complimentary advice, so you guys have just more success at what it is that you're doing. So I love when we have her come in as our resident host, and I can attest because I have worked with her personally and we've been hanging out for a while now. And we are going to talk today about something that can be illusionary for people. And we're going to she's going to get really clear on what a landing page is, how it can benefit you in your own personal branding. Look, sometimes people are in small business, big business, looking to do business, no business. They just want to brand themselves really strong with a certain sector. And a landing page is a place where people can land, obviously, and get more of what you have to offer. Like, what is it you're offering? Is it, what do you want to share to the world? And from when I first heard about landing pages, coming from the era where we only had websites, and then people like, you don't need a website, you just need an Instagram page. I'm like, really? And so then you add an Instagram page, you don't leave the website because, you know, you're too old to do that. And then you're like, a landing page? And like, how many layers do I need to have? But I've really come to see how a landing page is so incredible for making specific offers. And I love being an author myself and helping people become authors. How Melissa shares that if you're an author, having a landing page where people come, where they can get your book right away and see what you do. So we're going to kind of demystify what a landing page is, and honestly, just how you can truly have more success, more conversion, more exposure with just simple landing pages. So Melissa, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here today for another awesome episode. This is one that I feel definitely causes some confusion for new business owners or business owners that are making the transition to online or even considering marketing for the first time online. So I hope today to be able to provide some clarity on the difference, like you said, between a website, landing page, why do you need it? Is it even worth your time? Is this actually essential to your marketing strategy? Spoiler, yes, it is.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, definitely is. But yeah, we'll talk about why and what makes a good landing page so you can meet your marketing objective, which is usually booked calls, sales, whatever it is. There's a landing page for your unique strategy.
Awesome. So a landing page, so it can be A lot of people will go, oh, the landing page, that's the thing that pops up on people's websites that has a little X in the corner, or it captures people. Like, why don't we just define for people when we're talking about landing page and why someone would want to have one? Why don't we just start at, right at the basics?
Yeah. So that little box that you're talking about, that is a component of a landing page, which is also a component of most people's websites. So you can see that on both. That's actually called the opt-in form, right?
Oh, okay.
So your website is, you're usually going to have links to maybe testimonials. You're going to have an about page. You're going to have all sorts of different things. If you have membership courses, you might even have your members login hosted on your website. So your website has a lot of stuff, blogs, right? All of that on your website. And so what makes a landing page different is it is one simple web page that does not give people any option to take an action besides the action that you want them to take. That's probably the most simple way that I can define it. And why this is so important is because, especially if you're running paid advertising, if you have people land on your webpage, let's say if it's your website, you don't have a landing page, you're saying to your website, they want this one thing that you were offering in your post. If you send them to your website, they're going to click around. They're going to be interested because you have a great website. Look at all this cool content. Oh, I want to read this blog post. I want to go here. Oh, there's a link to YouTube. You know, they're gone. You lost them. You lost them. So while your website is important, it is still important for any business as a place to kind of be your home on the internet where you keep everything. That does have a place. But if you're looking to achieve very specific objectives, maybe you want people to book a call with you, a free consult, whatever it is, get people on your list, having that one page that it tells them exactly what they need to do. If you want to receive, you know, a free chapter of my book, put in your email here and we're going to send it to you. That is it.
That is fantastic. So tell us a little, I've never heard anyone define it so clearly. And I think that's a perfect example because when you do send people to your website, honestly, even to your Instagram page, they're scrolling, they're looking at your stuff, they're clicking on things. And sometimes they just use your website to bounce. I mean, bounce to YouTube or bounce to this, or they see something else. And there's nothing wrong with people going to your website. But if you really want them to take that singular action, they'll get to your website eventually, right? So tell people, tell us, like, if you're wanting a landing page, what is that? Tell us more. Tell us more. What should it have? Or, you know, just tell us more of the benefits of having a landing page as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the main benefit is really to give people a streamlined way to take that next step in their customer journey. So you can use landing pages for a variety of different objectives. So for this example, I'm just going to talk about one of the most popular ways to build your list or to get people into your sales funnel. So a landing page is usually the first step in your sales funnel. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that after. So, the landing page, you want to have a really compelling headline. So when you're sending people there, you want the headline to be compelling. And especially if they're getting there from an ad or a post, you want it to be compelling and you want it to be consistent with that post, all the messaging. So if you guys have not yet watched the episode about copywriting and how important your messaging is, go back and nail down your copywriting before you move on to writing for your landing page. So you want that to be very consistent. Basically, when people go to your landing page, they want to feel like I'm in the right place. They were just talking about a free chapter of their book. I'm here. Okay, this is where I get it. Oh, look, there's the cover of the book. This is the compelling headline. You know, learn X, Y, and Z in this many days so you can X, Y, Z. There you go, guys. You just got my like simple recipe for a high converting headline. Basically you just want people to feel like they're in the right place and to take that next step in that example of a free guide.
Right. And so on the landing page, is that where people have their, they've got a great, I always call it sexy media type of header, something that catches their attention, but is really defined to, you know, again, keeping them talking about the same thing that your Paige is doing. You're asking them to take some kind of activity, meaning put in their email address or purchase the $97 class or the free master class or the, I'm just trying to think of examples of what people, you know, people give out there. They give their free 15 tips for top performance for network marketers, or they give their anti-aging solutions, or they give their what have you. So there, it's kind of an exchange pace, right? Like a place where people put in their information and they're getting something in exchange for that. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's that first step of bringing in. Usually it's very effective to use that at the top of your sales funnel to bring in new people who are not familiar with your brand. And then the benefit to that is, like we all know, we've all received these marketing emails and things like that, is once they're in your space, then they have more of an opportunity to engage with you through emails, through posts. You know, there's also other ways to target them with ads, but that's kind of advanced, so we won't go into that there. But there's lots of benefits to building your list. And everyone says, oh, the money's in the list. And it is for some of those other kind of advanced tech reasons that I mentioned beyond what we usually think. Oh, well, then I can just email them. It's not just that. There's lots of other ways to engage with those people once they are in your list. And once they submit their information, the next step in the landing page, what's really great is then you want to send them to a thank you page. Hey, thank you. Mm. This is in your inbox. And that thank you page is such a key piece of real estate that is so underutilized. So you don't just want to have a plain thank you page. Hey, thank you. Check your inbox. Invite them to the next step. They're in your world now. Invite them to the next step. Whatever makes the most sense for your offer is going to depend on what it is and what you have available. It could even just be, hey, join my Facebook group. Check out my Instagram page. Check out my podcast. Right? So yeah. Once you get them in, that's why that landing page is so important, to bring people into your world.
Yeah, it brings them closer. It gives them more information. They may be things, sometimes as business owners, we assume if someone's gone to your website, they know all about you. Honestly, how many pages do you have on your website? I don't know about you, but I got enough that my webmaster screams at me every time I want to put something new on there. It's like, sometimes when people are like, oh yeah, I just want to order your book, and they'll go to the book and you're like, oh, they saw my site. And we just have this idea that they saw everything on the site. And that's not true. It's just not true. So I think that's a great tip, that your thank you page can also be a page of thanking them. But have you seen this? Or did you know this? Or my masterclass next week? And that's the other mistake too. I think people think that the only people that have landing pages are people that are doing masterclasses or coaches. But it's not. It just can share another piece of your website, or it can introduce them to a product. I mean, if you're selling a product line, chances are you're not just selling one, you know, or there's other aspects that you can turn people onto. So what is something else? I know that we talked earlier about FAQs, frequently asked questions. Can you tell us how that interrelates to a landing page?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. And let's get into then the components of a high performing landing page. So we talked about the header and having the FAQs on your page. So this is especially important if your landing page is promoting a live event. So if you're promoting a live event, this is another mistake that I see often, is when people are interested in the event, you get them there. But whether it's live online or whether it's in person, people have questions. You know, how much time do I need to allocate to this? Are there breaks? What's the agenda? And especially if it's an in-person event, where is the nearest airport? Are you providing accommodations? Are you providing meals? So if this is most common with events that require travel and things like that, but it's still worthwhile to sit and think about what are the most common questions that people might have, because what this does is this gives you an opportunity to handle those objections right there. They don't need to, you know, send you a message. It's right there. Because if people have questions before they make a purchase and they're not feeling certain about that or giving their free information, they're going to bounce. They're not going to take that next step. So that's a really good opportunity to address any of those things. And if you're just starting out, you will start to get a feel for what those questions are, because you'll get emails. You'll get questions on maybe the post that you include that the link to your page too. So that's definitely a section that you should consider having on your landing page. And then in addition to the header, you also want to make sure that you have the benefits, the reasons why they want this thing. So yes, you're talking about it in your post, but when they get there, again, make sure the messaging is consistent and they understand this is the value of this thing that I'm offering. 4 points, three to four points, solid points, not about the features, you know, because features are boring, benefits are sexy. What are the benefits of this? Nail down 4 key points. If you're, you know, coach, consultant, author, also having a short bio, your brand story on the page with your photo, that's really all you need. You know, it doesn't need to be this huge, beautiful masterpiece like your website is, because it's different. This page has only one goal. So it can be simple and effective.
And when you're talking about a landing page and you're talking about it has a solo purpose for people particularly, it's a great place to not put all of everything. You know, again, we talked about it in the copywriting, but if you haven't seen the copywriting, and I know you're going to now go do that, it's like, you know, there's many things that you could do. This is just that solo attempt, and it kind of can be hard for some people not to say, and you get this, and you'll be entitled to this class coming 3 weeks from now, or whatever it is. Just really, what are, for me, when I'm looking at a landing page, it's like, is there enough there for me to give you my email? Like, honestly, are you that person that's going to send me something every 2 days for the next 6 months and I'm going to have to unsubscribe? Like, are you worth not having to unsubscribe in a week from now? Have you hit my buttons, right? Have you talked to me on some level? Is one out of those 4 things so compelling for me, it's going to make me lean in? And that's where working with a digital marketer comes in. I want to talk about that because so many of us play the guess game. So many of us play the guess game, or we kind of, you know, get advice from other people that are doing it. Some of it works for us, some of us not. But I think having that foundation, even ironically, when I do things now, I, at least on the page or at least on what I'm doing, it matches the colors of my website. So there's some kind of consistency. There's all those kind of details that working with someone that kind of turns it on for you. You're like, I mean, I never thought of frequently asked questions. I don't know why I didn't, because we can't think of everything. Or, you know, that thank you page where you're adding more information, or sharing things that are really relevant, or understanding who your consumer is through that kind of avatar questionnaire, or really nailing it down so that those 4 things, at least 2 of them are drawing them in and they're making them stop and think about what's the exchange of value here, right? So anyways, I just wanted to kind of elaborate, because sometimes it can look really piecemeal. People put things together and it's really piecemeal. And it kind of breaks that. You talk about when people read your story, that knowing and that trusting, right? There's something very consistent, like when you walk into certain restaurants, when they're franchised and they have the same color, you know, and the same logo and the same.
Yeah. Branding is definitely important. And there are so many variables that go into a really successful marketing strategy. And it is, knowing what to put on landing pages. And a lot of times too, even, you know, if you're kind of going the solo right now, people don't even know, like, kind of what are the industry benchmarks? Like, what are we aiming for in terms of targets? How many people should be opting into this? Like, is this good? Is this bad? Like, do I scrap the whole thing? Is it awful? And that's another benefit too, right? Is you don't have to know all that data. And really, you should only be changing things when data dictates, not on the fly, just because you want to. I mean, if, you know, you're pivoting, you have a completely different offer, that's a different story. But every decision in a solid marketing strategy, it's informed by data that we monitor very closely. So you guys don't have to be a data expert to evaluate your landing pages. I'll tell you right now what you're aiming for. So if you are offering a free guide, you want at least 50% of the people that land on that page to take that step and opt in. The other 50% are going to bounce. Now, I mean, even if you can achieve like 40 to 50% is good. Anything lower than 40%, I would probably look at your page and be like, okay, something needs to be improved here. So, if you are currently getting 40 to 50% opt-ins, congratulations, your landing page is converting well.
That's so important to know. Analytics, right? Analytics, that's the kind of stuff that that's why we rely on experts. What else do we need to know about landing pages? So who should be having a landing page? I know that we mentioned an author, obviously coaches and consultants. Like, is a landing page, can everybody utilize that? Because we know that they work so well. Is it in every business? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we also work with, I know a lot of your listeners are, you know, coaches, consultants, authors, thought leaders in that space. So I know we talk a lot about them and speak to them a lot, but we also do help local, you know, brick and mortar businesses, and they also have a landing page as part of their marketing. Like when we're running ads for them, we're sending them to a landing page. They have their websites, and that's another common mistake. I think that a lot of people believe for brick and mortar businesses, and these are other marketers as well, they do this, they will run traffic to a website. In my opinion, and we've tested this, it is not nearly as effective for the reasons I mentioned earlier as sending them to one dedicated landing page. So for whatever that business's current offer is, so for example, if it's a restaurant and they're promoting like 2-for-1 wing night, there's a landing page for that. People want to know, how do I get this offer? They're not going to click around and look at the menu. Send them here, get their email, send them the code, and that is it. It is way more effective. So, and that's usually how we do it. Your landing page is very specific to exactly what you are offering. So most businesses do have multiple, right? If you're running a campaign where you want people to get the free book, you're going to have a landing page for that. If you want people to sign up for your webinar, you might have a separate landing page for that. So it is very, very specific to what you are offering.
So, and that's important to know too, I think, is that you can have multiple landing pages going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, because even if you are a solopreneur or bricks and mortar, I mean, I owned a bricks and mortar, I owned a private health studio for 27 years, and we did marketing too, just because it was an entrepreneur or online, we had promotions. You know, we had Christmas, we had Valentine's Day, we had Mother's Day, we had Father's Day. And honestly, I think we had a promotion every month. And so having a landing page now, and yeah, you post it on your website, but then you've got to get them there and you've got to get them to that specific page. So I think landing pages, people think when they have one, that's all they need to do, or they can't imagine doing more than one. But it really can be templated. Once you get the understanding of what it needs to be, it's actually just a simple, you know, it's like an online digital flyer.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I'll add one more thing here, because I feel like if there's anybody listening right now that has an e-commerce online shop, has an e-commerce brand, they're probably thinking right now, well, we send all of our traffic to our website. Like, what do you mean? I have to make a landing page for each individual product? No. So for e-commerce shops specifically, this does not apply in the same kind of context. Like, there are some creative things that you can do with offers, but in general, yes, if you're sending your traffic to your website, you're doing it right. But what I would say, if you are obviously promoting a product, a common mistake I do see in the e-commerce space is you're sending people to your website's homepage and not the product page. So many people do this. So check your posts right now, check your ads. If you're promoting a specific product, make sure you're sending them right to that product page to increase your conversions. Because again, sending to the website is effective for e-commerce, but you don't want them to have to hunt for the product that you're offering. You want them to go there and buy it once they get there.
Awesome. That's a great piece of advice. Okay, so Melissa, I think we've given people a lot to think about. They're going to go back and they're going to listen to the copywriting. I think we've really helped people understand that this is a very unique, and well, not unique, but solo piece of marketing that's digital, obviously, that helps people get really clear, allows you to capture the information that you want so you can continue to market to that person because they obviously want to be. Right. That, I mean, they're giving your information. So there's something about what you have to say, do, or offer that they're looking for. It may not be right now, but they want to be in your, you know, my girlfriend Angel would say they want to come into your castle, right? They come into your castle. And it's not as difficult as we think. And it doesn't, you can have 10 of them out there if you want, or one of them. I just think it's such a great way to break it out and answering their questions. so that they don't have to bounce off, as you call it, because there's people like, oh, I don't know, but what about this? I don't know, you know, especially like that travel, or what does it cost? Is there anything extra I need to do? Or, you know, for me being in Canada, I'm like, is the offer they're offering, I can't tell you, is what they're offering, is it in US dollars? Is it in Canadian dollars? Like sometimes the details like that, I'm like, I don't know, is that American? Because that costs me another 30%. Is that, you know, that, okay, so that offer's in London, it's in UK. So whose dollars are we going by? Because sometimes if they're in the UK, they'll bounce off the US dollar. And so even just small details like that stop me from going forward. So just if you think about all those questions, I think that was a really good piece to it, right? So will it be recorded? Like just things like that. And so if they want to get more information about all these things that we've been talking about, Melissa, please tell people where they can reach you to ask more personalized questions, whether landing pages is for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do offer free consultations if you're interested in exploring what we could do for you in terms of marketing to elevate your business. So you can go to my website. It is meteor.net. meDIOR.net, and you can submit a request to book a consult with me personally from my site.
Awesome. And I'm going to save you guys all the hassle of having to go to my landing page, because right now I just finished producing. You guys know I'm in Top Performance, and I do a trainer and a planner and a sales tracker, and I love business, been doing this business for 31 years. And so I have 15 top amazing, honestly, used to kind of keep them to my team kind of tips on how to take your business to the top level. And it doesn't matter what your business is, really. These are generic top performance techniques. So if you want them, you don't have to go to my landing page. You can just email us at deb@devdrummond.com. And if you want to be on the show, I'd love to have you on the show. We have on the show everywhere from Gen Zs. So look at, if you're 19 and 20 and you're cranking off your, I don't know, first, second or third business, or you're a double boomer, just come on and tell your story, share your story. We so appreciate that Melissa has come on as a resident host to really help everyone about what it is that they are passionate about. And to just have it, it's just got to be easier. You know, we just want you to have success easier. We just want you to know some of these things. And how do you know unless you ask? So thank you so much for joining us today. Love having you. Again, you are the best audience ever. Please subscribe and also review. So we are able to get our podcast out to so many more people when you actually share your review. So we really appreciate you putting a review. Forward this to somebody that you know that needs it, and just have the most amazing day. And we will see you next month with Melissa. You'll see me next week, but you'll see Melissa next month. Okay. Bye for now.